Today we are recognizing our musicians. Have you ever lived with a musician? Why are you laughing? So I have the joy and pleasure of living with a musician, my daughter. And if you've ever lived with a musician, you know that you hear the same song over and over and over and over, because the musician is perfecting it in some way. And maybe for me, I will speak for me, it sounded beautiful the first time, but she wants it just right. All the musicians are laughing and smiling over there. The interesting thing is that when you live with a musician, you can also tell what's on their hearts. If they're having a good day or they're happy, you hear happy music coming from their practice space. If they're sad or not in a good place or full of lament, you also hear that in whatever they're playing or singing. And so living with a musician is interesting and fun and also very telling. Anything we should add, musicians? I heard something over there. In Psalm 57, Peter read that music was lifted in praise of God who never leaves us. It said, "I will sing and make music. Wake up my glory, wake up harp and lyre. I will wake the dawn itself. I will give thanks to you, my Lord, among all the peoples. I will make music to you among the nations." Not for our joy, but Psalm, the 57th Psalm says, "Because your faithful love is as high as heaven. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds." Wow. Sometimes we lift music in praise, but music many times expresses our sadness, our loneliness, our lament, better than any other source. Just like our call to worship, which is also a hymn, says, "When words alone cannot express, sometimes music is the only thing that can lift us up when we are feeling low. Music is a gift. Musicians willing to share their gift, is a blessing." So I ask all of you sitting there, what gifts do you have that may support the life of the church and or the people of the church? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells us that there are many gifts among us, but only one Spirit. Our gifts are given to be used. They are a piece of the puzzle that can bring together God's kingdom of love, of peace, and compassion to the earth. As the Lord's Prayer, as we recite at weekly, says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Many gifts. We sing, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And so I ask each of you, what are you going to let shine? What gift do you bring? I'm asking rhetorically in this moment, but also asking you so you may let me or Barb Nunn, our lay leader, raise your hand, Barb, so they all know where to find you. You can let us know. There is much work to be done, and we are stronger when we work together to share God's love. Benjamin Franklin said, "Hide not your talents. They for use were made. What's a sundial in the shade. God is speaking. What gifts are you to share inside and outside of the church to live out the prayer that Jesus taught us? Music plays such an important part of our lives, especially in our spiritual lives. In fact, some people interchange the word worship and music. We are so grateful our musicians are willing to share their gifts. And so I'd like to end by recognizing our musicians and then offer a prayer. So if you are a member of the choir, please stand so we can say thank you. Okay. If you are a member of the handbell choir, please stand. If you play an instrument or offer a gift throughout the year, however that might happen in worship, please stand. That's right. If you have the gift of music, but we don't know yet, we want to recognize that you have a musical gift, so please stand. All right. Thank you. Music is a very important part of life. Would you agree? Yes. So I would like to ask the people I invited earlier, Danny, well, I said I wasn't going to name names, the people I invited earlier to come forward, they're going to represent all of our musicians, and Barb and I are going to say a prayer. So come on over, if you're comfortable. So we couldn't have everybody up here, even though we want to. But we have a few people here that represent our musicians, and we want to lay hands and pray for them and over them. So are you going to? I'm going to stand this way. You're going to stand this way. You need to come. Sorry, everybody. Just take a second. Good. Okay. So can you get them two, and I'll get these two. All right. All right. And let's pray. Source of all that is good and true and beautiful, to whom whales and birds and crickets sing. Keep constant in your musicians the conviction that your spirit works through them to reach a vast and varied host of souls who gather in church. For hope, for assurance, grace, beauty, for some sign of your care, for solace from grief and loss, for strength to stand for justice, for a glimpse of wonder and mystery, for a response to a need so hidden that it is known to you alone. Assure your musicians that the rehearsals they lead, the anthems they conduct, and the hymns they play, the psalms they accompany, and the service music they offer, the solos they sing, the instrumental work they perform, the programs they organize, the words of encouragement they give, are again and again the vessel of your spirit for healing the bruised, the lost, and the broken, for setting free the holy aspirations of the human heart. And since the souls that are saved by the secret ministries of music often find it too self-revealing, too frightening to offer their thanks in person, may their unarticulated gratitude be gathered by the wind of your spirit and be borne to the hearts of your musicians as a gift to renew their faith so that they may continue to be instruments of proclamation and pastoral care as they lead your people in singing your everlasting praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You are such a gift to us. Thank you.